North Carolina's Charter School Review Board voted unanimously Monday to cut off funding for one of the state's oldest charter schools. WFAE's Andos Helms reports.
Children's Village Academy opened in Kinston in 1997, when North Carolina first authorized charter schools. It came under scrutiny last fall for low test scores, but that evolved into a state investigation of questionable financial practices. State officials say that includes, quote, red flags for fraud, waste, or abuse. The Department of Public Instruction says the K-8 school, which has about 150 students, must repay $152,000 in federal grant money by Wednesday. Officials say the school inflated the number of students taking part in an after-school program funded by the grant. The school doesn't have the money, which led to this exchange between Charter Board Chair Bruce Friend and school treasurer James Harper.
Will you be making that full payment on May 8th?
We can't answer that at this time.
The board spent more than 2 hours reviewing financial reports that raise questions dating back several years, including the possibility that there's significantly more misspent federal grant money. Charter Board member Eric Sanchez says he's saddened by closing a school that seems poised to make academic gains.
But yet, they're just not running the place in a way that would warrant this type of trust with public funds.
The board's vote means funding will end with this school year, but the school can appeal to the State Board of Education. Ann Doss Helms, WFAE News.